Well, guys, it's straight up top of the hour, and it's so funny, George, you walked right into my plan for today. And so I'm so grateful
Okay.
that you're on because I'm going to keep the lines open. So if you're in a noisy background and you're not interacting or, just mute your own phone out because we're going to treat this a little bit like the morning calls, only we're going to focus on one of our health packs. Every month we are focusing on one of our health packs. And this month, it's December, and we are focusing on Fuel Your Health. And part of that is because this is a month that often is filled with gratitude. There's a lot of chaos, sometimes a lot of sadness, and sometimes the only thing that can get you through all that is to try and find that attitude of gratitude. And I know many of us on this phone call are so grateful for our health. And in spite of all the things many of us have had loss this last year, we've had sickness, we've had a lot of things going on, but I know we can all find things to be grateful for. And one of them is that, we're grateful for Limitless and we're grateful for our Fuel Your Health pack. And so, George, I'm going to keep this conversation going because I don't know how many people got on at the last minute. And again, if you are in a noisy background or you're not interacting, just go ahead and mute your own phone out. And then if you want to plug in, just unmute your phone. That way we can keep this an interactive call. But George, I loved what you said. First of all, it's been an incredible journey. Not everybody knows your journey, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, but I also know you love to share your story. But I loved what you said. It's funny how people are willing to spend money that makes their health bad, but somehow they shy away from spending money on what will improve their health. And so, will you
Yes.
just, for everyone that's on this call, just quickly tell your story? Because I've seen your before and afters. I know what's happened, and maybe you can share with people just a little bit of your story, if you don't mind. And I know I'm putting you on the spot.
No, not at all. Not a problem. Not a problem. Years ago, and I mean, I got introduced to Limitless to a good friend of mine, Terry Staton. And some of my background is I used to bounce or do security at clubs, and I played semi-pro ball. And I played semi-pro ball for about 15 years. And so I was always eating, just trying to get bigger and stronger. Well, when I kind of quit playing, health took a kind of a detour. I got diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Well, I had tried different things trying to help my weight. And one of the worst things I did was I took on keto. I'm not saying keto was bad, but for me, it didn't agree. And I went from 340 pounds almost to 380 pounds.
Wow.
And was just completely depressed. I mean, I just didn't feel myself. And so then I started doing a lot of research trying to figure out how to fix it. Well, lo and behold, Terry came by, and it had been a couple of months since I saw him, and he looked good. And jokingly, I asked him, was he on drugs? Because he lost all this weight. He goes, no, man, I'm doing Limitless. So I'm like, let me take a look at this. Did the research on the Limitless. I start taking it, and I actually start feeling better. I actually start losing weight. And to date, I've actually, like I said, I dropped down from the almost 380 pounds. I weighed in at the gym the other day at 329. With the Limitless and everything, I've actually dropped my BMI. I have a huge muscular frame, so I kind of hold my weight a little bit better. But even during 2020, for the COVID season, I actually lost 20 pounds sitting on the couch taking skinny sticks and taking the supplements. So my journey's changed a lot bit more. I've added some more, I guess, a better way of eating to my plan. But the key part of my whole program now is my Limitless. I do two skinny sticks in the mornings. I drink one at 7 o'clock, then I'll have another one about 11 o'clock. Make sure I take all my supplements. I'll get another skinny stick later this afternoon, and that's helped curb my appetite. I feel better, and that's just pretty much it. And I'm, like I said, I'm just on a brand new path, and I'm enjoying my Limitless journey.
Well, we can tell in your, I mean, you've always had a fantastic
Wow.
countenance. Yeah, Wow is right. You know, I just want to share a statistic, guys, because I am a numbers girl, and I don't want to, you know, I know sometimes I can do that and it loses people, but I just want you to know, approximately, this is according to the CDC, 88 million American adults, one in three American adults have prediabetes, meaning their blood sugars are too high, and 84% of them don't even know they have it. And so, George, that's what you're saying is, you know, my goodness, it's and one of the number one things they tell you to work on is weight. Even just 5% of your weight can go miles into helping, you know, start with those, you know, helping with some of those conditions. Now, of course, we don't make any disease claims, none whatsoever. We are a dietary supplement company. We're nutraceuticals. We do put science behind everything we do, and there is no magic pill. But there are systems which we have, and our most popular one is our Fuel Your Health Pack, that are magical because they will support a person in their quest to meet their goals. And that is exactly what George has done. Now, I know we have some other people on the call that, and I'm not going to call on you. I'm going to allow you to volunteer, if you will. But I wanted to have this discussion today because the first Monday of every month, we're going to start the discussions on new packs. And I think stories are more powerful than even the science. Even though we say science beyond testimonials, it's the testimonials that grab people's attention. And the reason why we have so many testimonials is because we have science. We know that our products will work when taken properly. People can be supported in their lifestyle goals and can finally get the results and feel those results in a way that will keep them moving towards whatever direction they want to go and take their health. And I'm going to repeat again because I think this is fantastic. Number one, if you recall, Kathy Harper has been asking her clients, hey, what's your health budget? And they're like, well, what do you mean? Well, what is your health budget? You know, you budget your house, you budget your, what is your health budget? And to add that cherry on top with George saying, it's funny how, you know, we spend money on Diet Cokes or whatever, we spend money on fast food, we spend money on whatever it is that isn't healthy for us, popcorn at the movies, whatever it might be, but we somehow shy away, we don't spend money on improving our health. And George, that is so fantastic. I'm going to steal it and credit you all the live long day. So is there anybody else who wants to share their passion about Fuel Your Health, or maybe share your favorite thing that when you're talking to someone seems to turn the lights on when you're talking about Fuel Your Health? I'm just going to make it open up, and if not, then I'll start calling on people because I know we have
I do want to jump in real quick. I'm going to jump in real quick because I want people to have an opportunity, and I always talk. But I loved what George said because he saw Terry, and Terry inspired him. He's like, what are you doing? You know, I want to do the same. And guys, that is probably what I love the most about what we've done here at Limitless and being here from the very beginning is watching people benefit. You talked about Kathy Harper. I've seen Cindy Maddox. I've seen Pam. All of these people, Terry Staton, Terry Kemper, George, I mean, Gerald, all these people that have had life-changing experiences with our products. And to me, that is really what I love the most about Limitless is that first you do it yourself. You go in and you make those life changes, but you inspire other people to do the same. That's the gift we have. Change your own life and inspire others to do the same. That's all we're doing here at Limitless. We have the gift of improving our own health, and then the next level of gifting is to inspire others that they can also do the same. We aren't telling them do it yourself. We're saying come do it with me. Come walk arms. Be a part of what we're doing. Be a part of this journey because when you do it, you're going to also give that gift of inspiration that somebody else can do it as well. And in this season of giving, there is no better gift than the gift of inspiring somebody that they have the power to go change and improve their life to do the same. And I look at this, guys. I mean, I start to go, oh, my gosh, I did this 9 years ago. I improved my health. I lost the weight. I got in great shape. I feel better than I ever, you know, here I am now. Pushing closer to 60 than I am to 50, but when I was there, it was 48. Now I was my very best at 50, way better than I ever was at 40, and I feel fantastic now going to that next level. But I look at it and go, if I would have said no, Terry, Pam wouldn't have changed. Terry Kempfert wouldn't have changed. Terry State wouldn't have changed. George wouldn't have changed. But me simply saying yes look at all the lives I've indirectly impacted with BetterHelp, with that gift of BetterHelp, and that now you can pass that gift on to somebody else. You said yes, now pass that gift on to somebody else and go inspire them to believe, lock arms with them to believe that they can do the same. That's the best gift we can give, Melyn.
Wow. What a cherry on top, Liz. So profound and inspiring, and for this time of year, it is so true. And I love how you encapsulated that and put it all together. Is there anyone else that wants to, I know that's a hard act to follow between George and Liz, but who else has some things to share? Let's hear your stories. Let's talk about fuel. I know all of you have stories because that's our number one selling pack. So
and
come
I
on.
I just want to take 2 seconds, Melyn. And
okay,
just,
awesome.
Just add to what Liz said because, you know, George saw, Liz made this point, George saw Terry. And Terry said something on the call Saturday. He was on our call Saturday, and he said, as only Terry Staton can say it, he goes, man, I got so excited and motivated, I passed myself going the other way. And I think George got some of that excitement when he was around, like, hey, the reason I'm looking so good and feeling so good is because I'm on Limitless. That enthusiasm goes a long way when you have the success. And Liz mentioned a ton of people, so I'm leaving that open. But I just wanted to say I'm sure that part of what motivated George was seeing Terry excited about this.
Absolutely. Well, I don't want to speak for George, but he kind of already did say that. But it's so true. And it's amazing how your example, leading by your example, is what makes it real for people. It's not just saying, do what I say. It's look what I've done. And that's more inspiring than anything, because then that gives people belief and hope. And if you believe without doubt, then you really can take that daily action and shift those habits. So anyone else want to pipe in? Come on. This is great. I love it.
You know, Melyn, this is Pam. I have a gal I have been working with, and she's probably going to come in and do the business, which is really exciting. At the very, very least, she's interested in the fuel packs. And so, but you know what? She was a hard cookie. She was a tough gal, and she needed to know the science, and she needed to know the ingredients, and she needed to know all these things. And what was so fun for me with all the tools that you guys have provided for us, that I could just feed her little tiny bite-sized pieces. Every time she had a question, I knew exactly where I could go to grab that information and share with her. And it was because of all the science and because of all of the tools that we have that really sold her. So she's excited. She's ready to get started on the product. Still looking a little bit into the business, but she's excited. And it was Fuel Your Health that she picked to start with.
Oh.
But all the tools you've given us is just, you know, I don't have to be the message. I don't have to know all the details. I just have to know where to go to get the tools to share with somebody. And I've never seen a company that has had all of that to offer. And it makes a difference. So thank you.
Oh, that, you know,
and
what, Pam?
That's why we call her Pamazing.
That's exactly right. You know, Pam, I love that because it's one of the things that people shy away from when they are looking at participating as an inspirer, if you will, as a gifter to share this message, is they get nervous. Well, I don't know this. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a salesman. I'm not a blah, blah, blah. Whatever that thing may be, you know, they don't realize, and we can share with them very quickly. And the best way to share with them is when you are talking to them, only share the tools. Only do the things that they can look at. If, you know, you can stop and say, well, look what I've done. I don't know all this by heart. I'm not whipping this off the end of my tongue. I'm just sharing the information from the company. That's all I'm doing, is sharing my enthusiasm and sharing the tools. So I love that you brought that up. That's such a powerful point. And let me ask you, Pam, what does that do for your confidence when you're talking to anybody who's a tough cookie?
Well, definitely you feel like you're armed with all the material that you need. And if they really deep dive into all the science and ingredients, if that's really what they're after and they're really looking at that deep, I mean, we know that if they do their homework on it, that they're going to come back and be super excited. So it's a huge confidence booster. I mean, it's great.
I love it. I love being invincible warriors. It's very good.
Yes.
Anyone else want to add to this conversation?
Hey, Lynn, this is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I just want to say the fuel pack, as you all know, that's my go-to because it literally has given me my life back in a lot of ways that even some people know my basic story with the issues I have. But being able to touch others, yeah, some in other countries and stuff, but just being able to give them that 100% natural tool instead of more medications and more medications and more medications. And it does something for your soul, and it does something for you as, I should say me, it does something for me to be able to just openly tell people more about what we have to offer.
Well, I love that, and I know you have had an incredible experience, and I always like to add, I mean, and you guys know this, I'm the broken record because I'm the helicopter that has to spin, but we don't make any disease claims. But what is amazing is when you can fuel your body to be its best, you never know what kind of shifts it can make. And again, not to make any disease claims, but just to make some, you know, improvements in health. And when you have improved health and you have improved confidence and you have improved hope, there's all kinds of things that can start to shift for you. And I know you've worked with your doctor. A lot of people have worked with their doctors, and they do find better ways to improve their health while they're dealing with whatever other health issues they may have. And Sarah, we love your story, and we love your passion. Anyone else that wants to add to the conversation?
I just want to say Sarah's telling the truth, that when you give your body what it needs to fight itself, it's amazing what it can do for itself. It changed her life, Emma.
And you got your wife back, didn't you?
Amen. Come on.
It's good to have you on the call today, Andy. All right. Well, you know, I'll give one last chance. Anyone else want to kick in? Terry Kemper.
Hey, Lynn, it's Kathy. I'll jump in.
Hi. Yes.
Hey, you know, one thing with my experience with the fuel pack is so many people, even like Sarah, is difficult a health problem she was having. She said, in 3 days, I felt different. For me, it was very slow and very not like I wanted to run a marathon. But what I found in taking the fuel pack is I have had, you know, I'm not making medical claims, but the extra protection that my body has had in having the ability to take care of itself. And I found that recently, I mean, for 2 years we dodged this COVID, but came and slapped us in the face last month. But in all statistics, almost 70, health issues, my husband's cancer, all these things, and our results were like, I had like a bad allergy attack. That's how it felt. And he had a cold. Now, I mean, I have three of my kids are paramedics, and we got the daily lecture of, I can't believe you didn't this. But when my daughter would say, okay, what's your oxygen level? You know, we have a little oxygen thing. It never got lower than 96. And it was like the protection that the fuel pack gave us to get through the COVID or anything else that we've had thrown at us has been amazing. So even when you're not feeling it, it's there. It's in your body. It's doing what it says it's going to do. And that's been just amazing for me.
Well, I know your family has had their fair share of health struggles, and you've described some of them. And we're just so grateful that you're doing okay today, and that you went through that blip last month. And you sound fantastic today, Kathy, and thank you so much for sharing. And thank you for asking people, hey, what's your health budget? Because that's a great one, too, as far as sharing with customers. I know I put Terry Kemper on the spot, and she may be in a place where it's a noisy, so it may not work for her. But, Terry, are you there? Are you there?
I'm here. I'm just letting everybody else have a chance. But if you know my story, I spent half my adult life raising kids who all had type 1 diabetes and working and running a business. And in 2009, my middle son got a very rare leukemia, and we struggled for 3 to 4 years with that. And honestly, I wasn't looking forward to midlife. I thought, oh my gosh, all my siblings are having joint replacements and everything. And I just thought, I don't know, this is not fun. And Pam convinced me to take a look, and I did. And I joined, and my life was changed. And I am now 67 years old. I walk 2 to 3 miles a day. I do Tai Chi. I think I look better than I did 20 years ago. And I take the field pack every single day. And I also take skinny sticks, and I also use Bistrictin, and you go on and on. I use almost all our products, and it makes a difference, and it's a habit, and I don't even think about what am I going to take today. I take it all, and it's changed my life. So that's the story. We just got to keep sharing that.
We got to all share our stories, guys, and I'm going to close just with mine really quick, and I alluded to it on our Saturday morning call, but I just want to repeat it because I had my first double knee surgery when I was 12. I had my second double knee surgery when I was 27, and I had my third double knee surgery when I was 44. My knees are no bueno. They are not good. And it has been amazing. I've been a Thrive Taker, as Liz, for the last 9 years, and it has been a long journey for me. And through all those double knee surgeries, I was told, you know, knee replacement was inevitable, surgically having my kneecaps removed was inevitable. All of those things were the inevitable. And I, too, Terry, have siblings that have had knee replacements. Both my sisters, both knees replaced. One sister, both hips replaced. One sister, shoulder, you know, all worked on and fixed. One brother, knee replaced. And so I thought, wow, it's inevitable for me. But this last appointment I went to go see my doctor, the main issue is the scar tissue from my first surgery is crawling like morning glory throughout my knee, but that can be worked on. And what they finally said to me in my last appointment, which was just last week, was knee replacements are not inevitable for you. Keep doing what you're doing. And they were in awe to see the x-rays and see what's going on with my knee joints and the spaces that are being created there. And I totally attribute it to my lifestyle goals, but also the products that helped me get there. And when you feed your body, it's amazing what your body can do, no matter how long it takes. And it's been a long journey. There's been a journey. It's been a lot of days when I've said to Steve, okay, I'm really done with this. I am really done with bad knees. So done with it. It's been happening since I was 12 years old, and I'm done. But this was one of the most exciting pieces of news that I could have. So with that, guys, oh, wow, I wish we could go on forever. But I know that we all want to get back to sharing our stories, having our enthusiasm, gifting our inspiration, and being so grateful for our whole Limitless family, for our Limitless products, and to know that Limitless is bigger than all of us individually, but one at a time, we can change lives. And with that, thanks for joining us, and take yourselves off mute, and let's give ourselves a big whoop. Thanks for joining us today.
Whoa, what an amazing call, guys. Awesome. Go